And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And your question this week is, how do I know if I am making the right choice? Every day you have many, many choices to make. Your attitude, whether you will be filled with love or hatred, how you treat family members, how you are courteous on the road, how you do your life, how you choose the quality of your life, how you decide if the home you're looking at to buy is the right one for you, if the job is the correct one, the best and highest for you. Here is our simple answer. First, become quiet. Come back home to the center of your being and relax. So often the mind, when making a decision, goes round and round with all of the what-ifs and the fear factory also. So come back home to your center. Excuse your mind for this moment and simply be and feel the comfort and presence of God, of your spirit, of wisdom and peace. And then, as you are asking the question about the decision, tune in to your body. Do you feel your stomach clenching when ideas come up about yes or no on the choice? Stay at your central core and ask the question, what is the best choice for me here, now? The answer will come softly and quietly, and it may be a sensation that you feel of uplift. You will also, again, keep the mind at rest. You are in the presence of the mind of God, which knows all past, present, future. And this is what you are asking for, the guidance from this mind, this loving, all present mind of God, Father, Mother, Love. The answer may come to you to wait. There is more that will reveal itself to you. So wait and be at peace and trust. It may be a yes or a no. And either yes or no are equally beneficial, equally good, equally God. there tends to be poor public relations, we will say, around the word no. That you are always supposed to say yes and be open to all things. This is not correct. No is also from God when it is not the best path for you to take or adventure to go on. Regardless of what others say about your choice, your decision, you will feel the security and the surety of your choice because it is God-guided and you are trusting it. So when you are faced with a decision, and let's say there are multiple ways you could go, multiple choices you could make. Come to the center of your being, get quiet, and ask God for guidance, for the answer, and then trust and take the steps forward as guided. What often may happen is the momentum is there and you begin walking down the path and new information or new guidance comes in. So you steer a little bit to the left or to the right, or you pause. The forward motion is important for life to support your choices and decisions. So whenever you are feeling stuck, this is for you to observe. When you are in a stuck position, it is difficult for life to flow energy and life force to you in the direction that you are going to be guided to take, the choice, the decision that is the best and highest for you at that moment. Then it is for you to stay open as you are following guidance and have made the decision and the choice. Things may change, and this is okay, and it does not mean that your original decision and choice was incorrect. It is simply for you to turn the dials a bit and to reorder or recalibrate or re-ask at that moment what is the best and highest to do now. We see that the mind is the stumbling block here because it is fear-based, as you know, this human ego mind, and so it dumps energy of fear, which can cloud your listening ability and cloud your clarity of sight for forward movement. Dismiss the ego mind when you are asking about difficult choices and decisions that are upon you. You can bet that it already has its agenda and it's going to lobby for a particular direction. This mind is limited. This mind is fear-based. you are asking to live not by fear, but by love and trust and joyful attendance to everything in your life. We ask you to try this out this week. When you have decisions and choices to make, first pause, then ask God, as you are at the center of your being, and see what comes up. As you do this, you are training yourself for a greater awareness and expansive sight and understanding for every choice and decision that you make in your life. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.